Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
21, can you do something for me?
21.
Can you hit a little rich flex for
21,
me? And 21, can you do something for me?
21.
Drop some bars to my ex for me. And 21, can you do something for me?
21 Sauvage. I still can't get over this. This made my day. Other than the wine and the veggies.
Now, you know, it's your birthday today. Happy birthday, first
Thanks,
of
Andy.
All.
Appreciate that.
It's awesome.
Yep.
It's really Tyquan Thornton's birthday, though, he went on to say,
oh,
and
my.
James Winchester.
He told me I'd come to St. Joe today and try out for a long snapper.
Oh, there we go.
That'd be the one position I could probably do. Not a chance.
Not a chance.
No, that's hard. My dad used to tell me as a kid, he goes, go be a long snapper. Well, I've got little tiny hands, so I could never really be, you know, the long snapper. And so that was always difficult for me. But if you're wanting to play football, man, like that's a career. If you're good at long snapping, go be a long snapper. Go be a punter. Go be a kicker. And I was reading a story the other day about this Little League football program in New Jersey that's been around since the 70s, and it's going away. It's closing the doors because they don't have enough kids playing football. And I thought to myself, that's the Giants and Jets' fault for being so bad, because when your teams are good, kids want to play the sport. I mean, the explosion of youth football in Kansas City since the Chiefs are good has been unbelievable. It was the same thing when the Royals were good in baseball. It exploded in 14 and 15 of kids and Aiden, Jaden, Caden, and Braden all wanting to go out there and play baseball because they had the baseball name and the flat brim hat, so they went out and played. And that's because your teams are doing good. But when your teams are bad, people aren't playing. But the point of the story, you know, with all of this and, you know, where we sit right now as we continue to talk about Travis Kelce and everything that's going on, is that if things are cool, people are going to participate in them. And in New Jersey right now, football isn't cool because of the Giants and Jets. Here, football's cool. Travis Kelce's been a big reason why football has been cool here in Kansas City, and kids want to be like Travis. You know, they want to play the sport. They want to go out there and have fun.
We continue to share your memories as well from the text line, 913-586-7965. Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Get in the know with Jay Southland Tow. This comes from the 913. I was once heading to the Chiefs game on Stadium Drive going into Gate 5 when my friend pointed out a car trying to cut in front of us. The nice gentleman who leaned out of the window to ask if he could cut in front of us just so happened to be Travis Kelce.
That's right.
Hey, I'm late. Andy's going to be pissed, too. Come on, let me cut through, man. It's great.
Did you let him in?
I assume yes. Wouldn't you do that?
Well, of course. But there are some people, man, who will not do that.
Oh, man. From the 816.
Should have got here earlier.
From the 816, we went to a game, and I was waiting around after to let the parking lot clear out. We ran into Travis, and he autographed our hats, then told us we'd go up to his suite where he had food and drinks.
Did you
Super
go?
Super nice guy.
Did you go?
I hope so.
I need more of the story. I don't care that he invited you up. Tell me what happened when you got there.
Exactly.
We ate Burger King, sausage patties,
pineapple and
candy
pizza.
Corn. Yeah, I could definitely smash some food up in Travis Kelce's suite.
I mean,
for
seriously,
sure.
Though, like, I want to know what happened up there. Did you go? And if you said no, what were you thinking? Did your wife make you leave? We're not going.
Yeah,
we
right.
have to be home.
Your wife would definitely
My
be
wife
like,
would be the one taking me. I'd be the one saying, we probably should go. My wife's like, we're going.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't care.
Mac would be like, yeah, I'll go to your suite, but first judge this route.
Right, exactly. I was running routes out by Ralph's bus, and I made a cut left and then went right. Now my knee hurts.
My knee's hurting, yes.
What should I do? We'll go see QC Kinetics. Oh, Bob's been telling me that. Now that Travis said it.
Our guy, Josh Vernier, he shares his Kelce memory.
When I think of Travis Kelce, I know my favorite moment actually hurt my wallet. It's the game in New York, right, against the Giants. It was around Thanksgiving because I was at my in-laws celebrating Thanksgiving, and I remember I put a pretty penny on the Chiefs to win that game. And that was the game where Travis Kelce threw the ball while rolling to his right, threw it back across his body, like 60 yards down the field, just an easy interception. I believe the Chiefs went on to lose that game to the Giants. Pretty sure that was in the Alex Smith era. And Kelce had a huge day, but only I think anybody's all you're ever going to remember is that interception from that game. But I thought that kind of encapsulated what Kelce was at that time. So much promise, such a fun-loving dude, but so much frustration at times with his decision-making. So to see him blossom into the role model and icon that he's become, I'm grateful that I've been here to watch it.
No doubt about it. Everybody's got a memory or something like that. It just so happens that Vern lost money on it.
But you know what the thing is? Andy lets these guys do things, and then we never see them again, right? Like, we'll never see Travis throw a pass. We'll never see Patrick with that sneak again because bad things happened because of them allowing, you know, guys to go out there and do that. And so that's Andy going, all right, fine, we let you try it. You tried it your way. It didn't work. Now we're going to do it my way. And the chances of, you know, Travis throwing another pass in a meaningful NFL game again are probably very slim. I would imagine if we get closer to the end of the season, guys, and we know Christmas Day is going to be his last home game of the regular season here in Kansas City, we may see something fun with that. But I got to think at this point in time, the days of Travis throwing the ball all over the field are done.
We might be able to see Travis Kelce Saturday. You can hear if he plays right here on The Fan, 96.5 The Fan. Only place you can hear Chiefs versus Cardinals on Saturday at 7 o'clock. Vern, who you just heard, Saturday's On Deck show starts at 5 p.m., but it's on The Fan AM 610. Travis Kelce and Jason have a very controversial food take, I think. They say lobster is tasteless without butter.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty bold take. I'm a big fan of saying that lobster is overrated. It's kind of rubbery. It's not my favorite. I mean, if someone buys it, I'll definitely eat it with the side of a filet mignon. But do you have a controversial food take that you think?
Well, I don't think it's controversial because it's mine, but goat cheese sucks ass. I'd rather eat paste.
Too creamy for you?
I don't like the taste. Okay. I don't like the
flavor.
You're
not a cream guy. Ranch?
Yeah, because all that crap's bad for you. Isaac Bruce told me one time, anything that you eat that's white is bad for you. And he's right about that. The pastas, the ranch dressing,
fish.
Blue cheese. No, not fish, but like potatoes and pasta and all that kind of stuff.
Carb lords.
Yeah, it just, you know, helps your body evolve instead of devolve. And, you know, that's the kind of food that you want. And so I remember him telling me that. It was like a weird conversation one day. Yeah, anything that you eat that's white is really bad for you. And I'm like, hey, sugar, flour.
Vanilla
stuff.
Like, ice cream.
Damn, this guy nailed it. So I try to stay away from all that kind of stuff. I've just never been a heavy, but goat cheese, the tang or whatever it is, the flavor makes me want to throw up.
But you love feta.
I do. It's different cheese.
It's salty.
Yeah, it's a crumbly. Totally different cheese. I don't know where the feta cheese comes from, but it's not a goat's ass. I'll tell you that.
Mac, do you have a controversial food take as well?
I would say icing sucks. I like my dogs, my brats plain. Nothing on it.
No mustard. No nothing.
No ketchup.
Just
no relish.
Raw dog.
Just,
yep. Yeah. Raw dog. Like you on a flight. All right.
Yeah, yes.
Raw dog. Yeah, I'm with you on the icing. Like if you get a cookie cake, I just want it on the rim.
I love icing.
I know you do, Bob. Yeah. I scrape all
tube.
Mine off. Yeah.
What's the difference, Dave? What's the difference of icing and frosting?
Nothing.
It's just like aioli and mayo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I know mine is probably pineapple and pizza, but my one controversial take that I get a lot of heat for, especially when I was working at Jack Stack. I love drums over flats.
Who
when it
likes
comes to
flats wings. Over drums?
Everybody on planet Earth. I'm dead serious.
Hell no. Kick the flats to the curb.
Text line will ring in 3, 2, 1. I'm a drum guy. I like to roll it in blue cheese. It's easier to eat. The meat's better to me, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, man, back against the wall because everybody's a flat lord.
I am without speech because
Mac, what do you like better? Your drums or flats?
Drums.
See? Okay. Well, that's us three for three.
I don't think that's a controversial take at all. I can't imagine people going with the flats over the drums. Like, explain to me why, if you're a flat person, you choose the flat over the drum. Because you're right about the drumstick. It's easier for dipping. That's the big reason. You ever try to dip a flat into a ramekin of blue cheese or ranch? Ain't working. But you get a drum and it dips in perfectly. You can twist it. You get the whole thing coated. Boom, you're done. The flat. I don't understand how that's a superior wing. You can't convince me.
From the text line, F drums, flats all day, flats all the way. I don't like the drums because all of the fat. Flats are better. Flats, you can twist and both bones slide out. Flats all day, flats over drums all day. I told you we're on an island.
Wow, I'm stunned.
Yep.
The flat is fine, but the drum is, you're right, it's better meat. It's easier to hold. It's easier to eat. It's more flavorful.
Yeah.
We have the wonderful Mitch Holtis on the line. I just wanted to let you know he wanted me to come in and butt in and interrupt you guys to make it dramatic. He'd like to be on till 8:43 because that is 8:07. So late, I guess, this segment.
Okay.
So there we go.
All right,
there he is. Like, hey, it's hard to stay focused today, Mitch. It's Travis Kelce Day. It's my birthday, but I ask you this one word to describe Travis Kelce.
Unicorn.
That's one a good a one. Yeah.
Unicorn. Complete unicorn as a talent. There's a personality. I'm not sure there's a human ever made like this guy. How are you the best tight end ever play? He's played 11,220 snaps, hard snaps. He's the best host of Saturday Night Live since the old days of, like, Bill Murray and Steve Martin. And he's the best guy you want around. He's the guy that shows up at the party and you're like, yeah, hey, what's up? So it's amazing. But there's a reason I wanted to be on at 8:43 because I wanted to be on it. I'm not going to be on tonight. You're not either. So I wanted to be on at 8:07, basically, a.m. Mm-hmm. on this day.
So 8:43 is 8. Four plus three is 7 for those doing the math at home. Real important question to settle this thing. Are you a flat or drum guy when it comes to wings?
Am I a what or what on wings?
Flats or drums?
Oh, no, not drums.
Really?
No, not drums.
Why?
I don't know if it's a Smith Center thing or what. If I just, it was a part of growing up. I don't know, but no.
All right, fair enough.
And don't give me any bones in it at all. Boneless. No, they're over here. Sorry. So, yep, you're good. Yep, hey, fans, just sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, give me boneless. Yeah, that's what you got.
All right, fair enough. I'm talking to Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs. I asked Dana this earlier, and I'll ask you. You've seen every game. When did you have that moment where you went, okay, we got something special brewing here with this guy?
Ooh, man, it was 2014. Didn't really see it in 2013. With 2013, you saw that. Okay, this is the guy that's talented, but, he dropped to the third round, and what do we got? This is before we knew anything about Kels. But in 14, especially in the offseason and at camp, is when we saw it the most. And so, and then that season, because that season he started to do really good things. Had the fumble against Arizona, ironically. We're going back there tomorrow, but he fumbled in that game. The only year we didn't make the playoffs. Not saying that was the reason, but other than that, you started to see that this remarkable human, huge, who could run like a deer, but a tight end who could run every route on the route tree. The route tree is 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 2, 4, 6, 8, even numbers to the inside, odd numbers to the outside, and he could run every route on that tree. And T-Guns was awesome, and I get people try to pin me down like who's better, T-Guns or Kels. And I didn't want to, I'm going to avoid that. I think they're two very different guys. But Kels was a wide receiver. He's a wide receiver in a tight end body with tight end size. And Tony was more the prototype tight end. That's the way I put it. But when Kels, I saw he could run 7 routes as well as he could run hooks and underneaths and, block and release in the flat. And he could run a corner and a post route as good as anybody we had, then I knew we had something.
Do you have a favorite play for you of Travis Kelce's career?
Oh, the play against Buffalo when we pulled that game out of the hat when against Milano, and to catch that ball in the corner. Any of the Super Bowls. When you look at his playoff statistics are stupid. If I sat here and debated in front of the Supreme Court, and we're talking about the greatest tight end of all time, and some of these are ludicrous, right? Don't talk to me about Sharp. Come on. But you look at Travis, who has set 13 NFL records, the fact that only he and Jerry Rice are at the top of most of the receiving lists, and now that Kelce has taken out Jerry Rice in some of them, then, I mean, game, set, match. But any of the playoff games, the Super Bowls, but yeah, the catch against Milano in the playoffs over in the corner when it just completely destroyed the soul of Buffalo was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really awesome, Mitch.
Mitch, when you look at all these players that you've called so many games for, when it's all said and done, where will Travis Kelce rank as an all-time Chief?
Set apart. There are some guys that are just set apart because I'm looking at this file of guys, and that's not to demean anybody. I've got my favorites. I'll write a book. Maybe soon that I'll list those guys, but to me, Kelce is set apart. He will be the greatest to ever play his position until somebody else takes him out, maybe Brock Bowers, I don't know. But Kelce is, it's hard to compare him against anything else. He's compared against himself, and he just has such an impact and has such an impact on this team in such a variety of ways. I've never seen a guy, T-Gun's worked really hard. He and Kelce were the same. They tried to work as if they were undrafted free agent trying to make the team. But it's the talent with Kelce that he could be fast enough and nimble enough and so good at running routes that he set completely apart. No one by him. He's just by himself in his own room, in my mind, when we talk about and answer that question.
When you look at his Hall of Fame candidacy, obviously he's a shoe-in lock for the Hall of Fame. What will the one guy who doesn't vote for Travis Kelce on the first ballot have a reason as to why they would try to hold him out of Canton?
Not as good as Gronk. Like, I don't know. I don't think you can put a guy in it like Gronk. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Gronk? He would slap Gronk. Like, come on. So, I don't know. There'll be some knucklehead that'll do it. It'll be from the New England states. You know this.
Right.
It'll be some guy from Connecticut or New Hampshire somewhere that, like, okay, we're going to watch 13 years of tape and watch 11,220 hard snaps, watch all of his playoff catches and touchdowns, which are all NFL records here, by the way, Elmo. And so let's put him in on the first ballot. If he's not a unanimous choice, there ought to be a congressional inquiry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mitch, when you, you've been here for Travis Kelce's entire career, calling plays for the Chiefs every single game. What is it that has impressed you most, maybe outside of football, with Travis Kelce? I know there's the relationship, there's been the reality shows, there's been the tight end camps. What really sticks out for you to see Travis Kelce grow as an adult in this league?
Well, there's a serious side and a funny side to this. It was a couple funny things. One, I saw him, the fight that everybody's talking about a couple weeks ago of Simmons and Gelati, and who's trying to break it up? It's Kelce. Like, what? Weren't you? You were in this fight, like, 5 years ago, it feels like. And I found that humorous. You know, it's the kid at school that say, hey kids, you get in by 11 night on prom night. You're like, whoa, dude, I remember when you were out there. So it's a little bit like that, but Kelce has grown up. The other one was when, and this, it was a sad time because James Winchester, remember, had his father murdered. It was awful, but we didn't think we're going to have James for the Denver game, 2016 or 18, one of those 2 years. And so we're auditioning long snappers, and we decide it's going to be Kelce. Oh, my gosh. It was – the snaps went from Raytown to, Gladstone to Park Hill High School. Like, they were all over the place. And I'm like, we cannot have Kelce snap in this game. And so there was discussion, well, I guess we'll just go for it every time. And Kelce even realized, yeah, probably not my deal. But then James came back, and that's the game he had, the recovered fumble, and it was awesome. But that's kind of the funny side. The serious slash, you want me to explain to him, and I kind of just said this before, but when he walks into the room, you're already having a good day. You could be having a terrible day, and Kelce walks in, and you feel completely different. He has such an impact. If he doesn't even say a word on our team, just when he walks around, and I'll see him, and then he'll go, "The voice," and I'll go, "Kels," and then he'll go, "Give me some Neb Chandler, the late Neb Chandler."
Oh, no way.
WWE in Cleveland, you know, the Cleveland tonight, it's, you know, Sam McDowell on the mat. He just he wants that. Like, so give me some Neb Chandler. But he'll just go, "The voice." But he does that with everybody. He makes everybody feel good and laugh. And when he's done, we'll miss all of his catches and all of his routes, but we're going to miss the whole feel good Kels.
Yeah.
And Saturday Night Live would be, they would be smart if they somehow tied him up to a long-term contract, or he's late night host or something, because he is just an incredible human being. Nothing like him.
I expect this to be obviously the swan song for Travis Kelce as he, you know, continues to age out of the NFL and onto other things in life. I expect him to have a season like we will never forget. I expect this to be one of his greatest seasons ever, where he wows us every single Sunday because he knows this is going to be the last year. And I've been calling this American Pie. This is senior year for Mahomes and Travis Kelce. I'm expecting great things. Well, you're laughing. I mean, but it is.
No,
I mean,
it's American Pie.
Yeah. Like that's the feel I get going into this season. It's senior year, and I'm here for it, Mitch.
Yep, I love it. If this spring and summer and this camp has been an indication, your point on, and I've seen almost all of them, seen almost all these workouts and practices, and he's on fire. Now, I did sit down and talk with him. We're going to feature him on our preseason broadcasts. We're going to have some Kels. Just be listening for this. But what he tells me on that, we already recorded the interview and I gave it to Eric Townsend, is he's talking, it's not load management like the NBA sees it, but he did say strategic. He said, "I was very strategic in my workout this offseason, and I'm going to be strategic in the way I approach this season." Now, I told you, 11,220 snaps. I mean, the fact that we've had all these extra playoff games, and these are hard. This is like high leverage pitches in baseball. But he's trying to work, and Noah Gray's been good, but at some point, either by formation or by just pulling him out some, like, "Hey, this is the time we can buy Kels maybe 4 or 5 snaps instead of grinding him into the ground." Now, this would be easier said than done, because, you know, hey, we're going to give him 50 snaps this game, and Mahomes is screaming, "Where's Kels? Where's Kels?" And all of a sudden he plays 74 snaps. That's the kind of the way it works. But at least Kels says he's going to be strategic in the way he approaches this season. And by the way, if my phone is right, it's 8:43 in the morning.
It is. That's right, Mitch. We appreciate the time. Keep doing the Lord's work out there for the Chiefs Kingdom. We'll be ready to listen to you on Saturday night against those Cardinals.
I told him this, and I tell Pat this. I'm so blessed to have called and am calling their games. It's Gehrig and Ruth, and I get a caller. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome you guys are dedicating.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This day to Kels, because we take him for granted. This guy is a unicorn. We'll never see anything like him again. And Saturday Night Live, you're stupid if you don't have him on as a host, like every other week.
Mom, where's the meatloaf? Mitch, we'll talk to you.
Sucre. Yeah.
We'll talk to you in the future here on this show as the Chiefs season gets started up this Saturday. Mitch, thank you for the time. We appreciate it as always.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.